You're listening to the audio production of The Illusionist's Apprentice by Christy Cambron, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Amy Rubinate. For the real Jenny Wren, because sisters have the magic of memories and secrets all their own. The world is full of obvious things which nobody by any chance ever observes. Sherlock Holmes, The Hound of the Baskervilles, 1902. Chapter 1. O Death, where is your victory? O Death, where is your sting? 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 55. December 31, 1926. Mount Auburn Cemetery, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Agent Elliot Matthews stared down a firing squad. The potential executioners held firm in their stance, with camera lenses and pencils cocked, all ready to fire. And fire they would, splashing sensational bulletins across the next day's newspaper headlines. A slew of brash young journalists assembled in the famed Mount Auburn Cemetery, focused on the job at hand. They stood in formation at the front of the crowd, photographers tinkering with cameras and reporters tapping pencils against notepads, all with the itchiness of glorious anticipation. Elliot hated feeling hemmed in, with the press and scores of onlookers closing ranks. He wanted a full view in the event something erupted without warning, so he and his partner melted along the side of the gathering, opting for a perch along the old stone fence bordering Bigelow Chapel. They were still surrounded by the over-